Talking to Zach Von Ruden now, one of the Steel County Blades defensemen, and over the course of time, we have a chance to talk to people from all around the world. And Zach, home is a little closer for you than for some people. Where do you call home?
Northfield, Minnesota.
All right, so not too far away, and you are right here playing in Owatonna. How are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I love it here. It's nice to have family be able to come to the games and stuff, and being a vet, it's comfortable. It's a good place to be.
And you've played a few years in the league. Talk about your history playing in this league.
I played for the River Falls Renegades in the USPHL, so we were playing Owatonna, so I kind of got a feel for how they play hockey, so yeah.
What do you like about the way that Coach Nick and the coaching staff do things here? What are you enjoying about the season?
I think that we have a really high tempo, a really good pace. We're really intense. We want to win. So I just like the intensity and just the atmosphere. It's a great place to play hockey.
What do they like the defensemen to do? What are some of your roles? What are you trying to execute when you're out there?
We'll just put a lot of pressure on the other team. Play good D zone. Move the puck out quick. Don't get too nervous with the puck. Be calm and move the puck out of the zone.
What are some of the things when you first started playing junior hockey that were an adjustment from high school hockey?
The speed and the physicality for sure were the two biggest things. I mean, with high school hockey, there's a few more rivalries because there's teams that you've always played and you play, and that's starting to happen here. So there's some similarities, but for sure the speed. And speed is probably the biggest thing.
What's the, at this point, after having a few seasons now, what's your top rival to play?
For me, I think playing the Mullets is fun. I feel like we always have a good, tight game. I think we've gone into OT with them in the last 2 years twice or three times, so I think they're probably the top for me.
All right, and hopefully with the fact there's a team just down the road, not that these other teams are all that far away, some are in the North Metro, but with Casson just down the street a little bit, I imagine it'll be a cool rivalry that develops there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we already had a pretty intense game with them, okay. So yeah.
with people here from all over the world and some people from other parts of the country as well, the Blades, of course, bring in people from a lot of different places. High school hockey in Minnesota has its own kind of... it just has its own thing. Do you talk about that? Do people kind of get a feel for how high school hockey is different in Minnesota than maybe it is even in Wisconsin, or people from Texas, or folks from Mexico? I mean, what people feel about high school hockey here in the state?
Yeah. So there aren't a few. There's only a few of us on the team that played high school hockey. So I think some of the guys understand it, like the guys from Wisconsin and I guess from Texas and stuff. All the guys from the States understand it. I don't know. These international guys, they probably don't really know. I mean, yeah, it's a fun thing to do. High school hockey's big here.
Yeah. Getting back to the fact there are people from all around the world, what is that like for you, having grown up in Northfield, playing there, play with kids you grew up with from the time you're little? Now there's guys, some different languages, people from all over the world. What makes that kind of new or challenging or fun?
I think it's fun because it's fun to learn all of the new things that like they do and the things that they go through and how much different it is. It's just, it's funny. It's a total culture shift and I love it. I think it's great.
Okay. Yeah. Some of the hockey skills that people bring in or styles of game from some of these folks from other parts of the world, is there some of that you can really notice, or is hockey kind of the same anywhere you go?
Well, we have a few guys. We've had guys from Finland, and the biggest thing is they're skating. They're such strong skaters. Okay. So, yeah, for sure the styles are a little bit different.
Now, the guys like that, would they have started skating any earlier than you guys do here in Minnesota, or is it a different focus when they've been growing up practicing and playing?
I think it's just a different focus. Okay. I think they just really focus on a strong stride and good skating skills.
All right. And Zach, are you able to play more junior hockey after this year, or is this your final year?
This is my final year.
Okay. And what are your hopes for where this could lead?
I hope to play college hockey, so after this season, so hopefully that happens.
Sure. And what was happening in high school hockey or growing up that junior hockey became a goal and a path for you and the hope to play college hockey? What was it that kind of grabbed you and made you realize this was a possibility?
So in Northfield we have St. Olaf College, and I grew up watching them play hockey. So I liked watching them. I looked up to them. So okay. I want to do the same thing. So,
All right. Well, very good. At a Northfield, Zach Von Rudin, defenseman for the Blades. Thanks for the time. Good luck on the season.
Yeah, thank you.